Major General Anthony Anderson was recently appointed Jamaica's first National Security Advisor. Crime has been a recurring problem in our society, and eliminating it has great implications for the economy, well-being of the nation's people, and overall success of the country. Major Anderson, in a recent interview with Ian Boyne, sat down to discuss his plans to assist in addressing crime.
The country is obsessed with the issue of national security, but more particularly crime. But what many would be saying is, do we need more advice? Do we need another advisor? Isn't what we need action, not more words or advice? How would you justify your office?
Okay. Yes, we need to continue to have action, and there is a lot of action that takes place in the national security realm. But perhaps what we need as well is a lot of coordination between security entities, and there are quite a number of them in our structure, in our security architecture. And also, at the Office of the Prime Minister, it's important, and the Prime Minister has made it clear that he has a particular interest in the safety and security of his citizens. And it's important that he has technical advice as he makes decisions in the national interest relating to security. So to a large extent, I'll be bringing that support to him in terms of technical advice. Mm-hmm. I'll also be looking at some of the issues surrounding the IMF standby agreement that deals with crime and security, and working with people like the Ministry of National Security and other entities who all need to come together to get these things done. I think that's where I come in, to add some coordination, some synchronized things a bit, have discussions and look at things in another way and support the efforts of people who are in the grind every day. One of the challenges with our security architecture and our agencies is that the immediate is so pressing all the time because of our crime situation, because of perceptions of safety or not, that it's very difficult for somebody who's in one of those positions to be strategic, to look at medium-term objectives, to implement changes that are required and to create the synergies. You're busy working, doing what affects you now.
So, and sometimes it's a matter of paying more attention to the urgent over the more important.
Quite often.
So you will bring that expertise, that technical guidance to the Prime Minister as National Security
Advisor. And the National Security Council.
Yeah, and the National Security Council. Yes. And provide the important coordination that is needed to the various ministries and agencies that deal with security.
And this is the point. All of these ministries and agencies are actually doing fantastic work. I mean, sometimes they get a bad rap, but they're all doing a lot of work. It's just, how do we get all of that work to work together and make it, get the synergy from the spend and the synergy from the talent that exists out there that is being applied.
National Security Advisor Major General Anthony Anderson in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.